beginning is perfect.
Welcome. Step into the room of the gym. I promise we are not as bad as people make it seem. Okay. When did I do an episode on this? Hold on. Because we're going to get the facts right now. I've done 2 episodes on this. Okay. I've done a episode on everything Gemini in 2019. I did an episode on Gemini breakup with you mentally first on October 7th of 2022. It is now 2026. Y'all are overdue for an update. And the update is not because the facts have changed. It's just because y'all are forgetting who y'all fucking with. Okay? Welcome to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. And I am a Gemini. Duh. Because only we can get this correct. Everybody else be trying to figure it out. I want to say that based on how lost people are, this is a refresher. Okay? So if you are like squared away and you understand Geminis to a T, I'll see you next episode. You don't need this. You are a vet. You understand. You know how to come correct, or you know how to leave us the fuck alone. Either way, I respect it. Okay. We are not complicated. We are misunderstood by who never dealt with us a lot, because people just take information and then run with it. We are an irritation to those who cannot get over on us. I'm gonna say that one more time. A Gemini is a problem to someone who is trying to lie, trying to swindle, and trying to get over on a person. And we are too intuitive and locked into our guts to let bullshit slide and you not get a result of your doing or not doing. We are loved by who has the best intentions for us. So let's get into it. Happy Gemini-ing, okay? Because we are about to step into the area of sensitive Cancers. Okay, Cancers are and have been great lovers for me, but they are very much, once they love you, they think they should always have access. They don't know how to let go. And if they try to linger around too long, it can get toxic. Okay? But we're not here to talk about Cancers. Cancers, y'all are loved, but sometimes y'all be doing too much. This is about Gemini. I'm going to talk about the friendship side of us, the work life of us, the parenting side of us, the romantic partner side of us, and I'm going to give you some tips on how to deal with us. Either way, you're going to leave more educated than when you came. All right, so let's hop into the friendship. What is it like being friends with the Gemini? We are going to hold your ass accountable for what you said and what you need and what next steps there are in your life. We're not going to okay stupid decisions. We're not going to allow you to wallow in your sadness too long. And we're not going to tell you anything that sounds good but is not legit. We're just not going to do it. We support you. We check in. We love on you. And we encourage you. We ride for you. When I say we ride for you, we are the people that show up when nobody else does. We ride for you. Okay? We are chill. you could come through, you could chill with us. We don't necessarily have to do anything extravagant. You want to go out for breakfast? You got time? Okay, cool. I got time. Meet up here. You want to go thrifting? Like, we're very laid back. We love something spontaneous. We get like a natural high from a good person. And a good person is going to get a natural high from us. We don't need too much all the time. We love to laugh. We love to have a good time. We love to discover like good spots and things. Like, we are fun people to be around. We love music. We love to travel. You know what I'm saying? We will take a group trip in a hot minute, okay? And we can fall back and still love you. We can go months without seeing you and still love you. We can talk after years of not talking, and it's like I talked to you yesterday. That's who we are. But you do one thing to disrespect us, and we try to address it with you, and you are denying, and not becoming an accountable person to your shit so we can move forward, we would dead that relationship. We would dead that friendship. You would become a friend I used to have. And it's no shade. It's really direct. Like, when I see you, it don't even have to be a hi. It don't have to be a conversation. It don't have to be none of that. We can have friends in the same circle, and we don't have to talk. And I don't feel no type of way. Okay, you might feel a type of way, but I don't feel no type of way. And I don't have no conversation for you. That is who we are. So my thing is, like, all this Gemini problematic hate talk, it most definitely has to come from a person that did not like the results of their bullshit with the Gemini. Because that's the only time you will see another side of us, is when you did some bullshit, you didn't come correct about it, and now this is how we deal with you. And you don't like how we deal with you now. So now this is called the switch up. And this is the famous switch up that many people like to put on Gemini people, is that, oh, they're wishy-washy, or you just never know. If you stay consistent and correct and direct, we're going to reciprocate. We are mirrored people. We give the same energy you're giving. And when we're tired of the bullshit energy you're giving, we dismiss ourselves. A lot of people feel like we should stick around. No, we're not going to stick around. And that is how Geminis are in friendship. How are Geminis in work life? Glad you asked. You didn't ask shit, but I'm going to tell you anyway. All right. We do not like to be micromanaged, okay? You clearly hired me because I can do the fucking job. I already went through the training. That's why I'm doing the job without training anymore. Why are you over my shoulder? Why are you asking me questions on what I did? Why are you nitpicking bullshit? Okay? I don't like that shit. I don't like... The only time I like to be told what to do is from a man I am with during a fuck session. That is where you can tell me what to do, however you want to tell me what to do, because I have granted you access to do so. Do not ask me any questions about... I'm just gonna pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambipodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books. Or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambypotting.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambypotting spot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show. What I want you to do what the fuck you do. That's why you're here. You know what I'm saying? I'm trusting you with this. Thank you. Okay? And to the men that like to be told what to do during a session, go find you a dom. Okay? Go find you a dom that wants to make you as a man feel smaller during that. That is not my thing. Okay? Because some of y'all men want that. That's not what I want. Okay, I don't want to tell you what to do. What else? How do we start talking about doms and we talk about work? we talk to who we are good with at work. We're not going to socialize with everybody all the time, okay? We are social on and off. That means some days we'll come into work and we want to talk. Some days we come into work and we want you to shut the fuck up because you really don't want to be here, okay? You lucky you see my face today. Give me at least 30 minutes to warm up and then you could come to my desk and start asking me questions. But sometimes it's going to be a head nod. Sometimes it's going to be a verbal hi and like open body language. Yes, you could come over here and talk to me. I'm having a good day. You could see the energy beaming off of us. But if you don't see the energy beaming off of us that day, back the fuck up and wait until the coast is clear, okay? You got to be able to read our body language, okay? I will tell you that. We enjoy doing what we're hired for. Geminis enjoy doing what they're hired for. And they need people to trust them on what the fuck they hired them to do. But when you start adding on things that I was not hired for me to do because somebody else is not here or somebody else is slacking and acting as though that is part of my job description, now we have a motherfucking problem. Now we have a motherfucking problem. And it's not about us not being flexible. We are flexible people. But let's be real about you adding shit onto what I'm already doing and you acting as though all of this shit can be done in the same time frame that I had with my original set of tasks. Let's cut the bullshit. Let's be for real, okay? We do not do microaggressions well, i.e. me. You come at me a certain way in my email, I'm going to come at you with the same energy. Many will say, oh, that's petty. Many will say, watch your tone. Who email who first? Who email who first? Okay, you keep it professional and I'll keep it professional. Okay, that is it. Lastly, but surely, we will quit on you after some bullshit in a hot minute. Slowly but surely, you will see us empty that desk. We will offer our help on different projects in the office. And then that next day, you're going to see us not come in. That work badge is under that HR door along with a resignation letter. We didn't see it coming. I know. Don't ever think you can treat a Gemini a certain way at a job and it not be of quality and respect and you keep them. We will not stay. Which brings me to romantic partners. Let's talk about it. Whew. A Gemini as a romantic partner is a fucking lover, a supporter, a writer, a someone who gets you shit just because they were thinking of you, just because they know that you love it. It doesn't have to be a holiday. It doesn't have to be a birthday. It doesn't have to be because you felt the way. When we see things and we love you, we just get it. When we know you're coming over, we're going to have the snacks that you like. When you had a long day, you don't need to tell us what you need from us. We are going to give you what we know you need. We are observers. We are understanding. We are sentimental as fuck when we love you, when we fuck with you. We respect you down. Okay? We're spontaneous fuckers. Okay? So if you like a good sign, we got you. Okay? We got you. All right? If you are deserving of a good sign, we got you. Trust me. That's why we are missed. I knew nobody's doing this. What I be doing. I knew. Okay? That's why if I was in a settling mood, there's various numbers I can call up. But I don't have a settling spirit. There's nothing in me that tells me when a man falls short in these areas, I should not be bothered by this. I should accept this treatment. I should accept them not working on themselves. I should accept the disrespect. Nothing in me tells me, Shan, this is the best you can do. Just forget about it. Smile and let's move forward to the next day with this person. No. No. Especially if I talk to you about it. If I talk to you about something that I don't like that you do, take heed, okay? Because there will not be another conversation. I am a double conversation person about an issue or something that I don't like that you may do or you have done. I am very big on valuing my time because I value yours. I am very big on effort. I am very big on making sure that you're comfortable, making sure that your needs are met, but you have to reciprocate that. And we are big on reciprocation. If you are not reciprocating what we do, how we want to be loved, and we showing up for you, that is going to be limited. Okay? We love adventures. We love a good communicator. If you are not a good communicator, do not talk to a Gemini. If you have an issue with being transparent and direct about what's going on, do not talk to a Gemini. And if you are not a self-starter and someone that can entertain themselves in the times that we don't want to be around you or we don't want to be around anybody and there's nothing bad that you did, we just need a lot of quality time by ourselves sometimes, you're going to have a hard time with the Gemini, okay? We love people who know how to spend time by themselves also. We love people who know how to pivot from one situation to the next situation, no matter what happens. So if you got to move and you got to get a new job, we love people who understand like, okay, this is it. I'm gonna rock with it. This is my plan. Like, we don't do well with people who have to always have a fucking pity party all the time or people who want to see themselves as victims because we are also going through shit and we're not going to just wallow in our shit. We're going to work through it. And so for us, we need someone that we can also respect that will work through what they have to do. Right? We need quality time with you. We are not people who need to be seen all the time. We are not people who need people to approve the relationships that we are in. We are not people who do things for show. If the relationship is not what the relationship needs to be, we will end it. We don't care how long we've been together. We don't care that everybody likes us as a couple. The relationship has to be good to us for us to stick in it. It has to be positive. It has to be peaceful. Like, we're not keeping up toxicity at all at any level. We're just not going to do it. We value honesty. We love supporting you. We love supporting the person that we are romantically with. Okay? We love it. And we only reciprocate. Which tells me, when people sit on the internet and talk about their relationship that was terrible and it was with the Gemini, instantly we are automatically like, okay, what did you do? Because we are reciprocators. We observe you. We peep things. We do what we do. And clearly, if we were doing what we're doing when you met us, you liked it. And if we ever change or do something you don't like while we're with you, it's because we've seen something that you did that we did not like. So anytime people have an issue with us, instantly I have to ask, what was done? What was the situation? When did the problem start? Tell me what happened. I promise you, it's a cause and effect. There is something you cause. This is the effect. And this is how this Gemini reacted. It's always like that. I was like that with my brothers when we would fight in the house. I was like that with anybody who was disrespectful to me. I've been like that when I was in my teens, my 20s, and I'm in my 30s, and I'm still like that. Be good to us, and we'll be good to you. Be shitty or mischievous, and we're going to get to a point where we mentally check out first, we emotionally check out, and physically checking out is going to be a lot easier, because how many clues do you need? And we have to be with people who are self-aware. We have to be with people who are self-aware. And the moment you feel like something has shifted or something doesn't feel right when it comes to us and we may have an issue, it's best that you address it. We do not like lingering unsaid shit. So if you have an issue or you sense that something has changed and you have questions and you're wondering, address it. Be a big boy and address it, okay? Do not refuse to communicate with us. That is the quickest way to piss us off and lose us, is the fact that you cannot communicate your issue. Because in adulting, if we can nip this issue in the bud today and really be done with it, we want to do that. But if you drag it out till 2 days, 3 days, a week is not going to work. And how many times did we make a space to communicate? Did I make a space to communicate verbally? Did I make a space to communicate through text? Did I make a space to communicate in person? If I did all those things on my side and you still stay quiet, that bullshit is on you. That bullshit is on you. And this has nothing to do with, you know, sometimes people need time. If you need time before you speak, that's understood. You need to say, hey, I saw your text. I saw your call. I just need some time to speak. But you cannot not say shit. That is not going to work with us. Okay? That's going to piss us off. All right? And that's us as romantic partners. Very simple. No algebra there. Okay, moving on to parents. Okay, how are Gemini people as parents? You have to learn us. Okay, my daughters are learning me. They this is the way they put it. They say, one minute you're chill and you're relaxed, and then you say something calmly, and then when you have to say it a second time or a third time, you're yelling or you're angry. And it's just like, how do you go from this 1 minute to this? Because I do not like repeating myself. I do not like repeating myself to kids. I do not like repeating myself to teenagers. I do not like repeating myself to adults. I don't like it. And the more you make me repeat the same thing, the more you're pissing me off. Okay? Very simple. All right? We get aggravated really fast. We hate repeating ourselves. We cannot tolerate people that we cannot depend on, okay? If you have a co-parent that is a Gemini, do what is asked. Ask how much time you have left to get it done. And if you give them a yes, you better make sure it's a yes. If you give them a no, you better make sure it's a no. Because we are constantly making lists and doing things and scratching off tasks throughout our day. And so 1 second guess on what you said you would do that you did not do. See, we see in red. We are seeing red. We do not handle that well, okay? We want to have fun with our kids. We want them to experience new things, but we are very protective people. We are very protective people. We are very particular with who our kids get to be around. And we love teaching our kids new things, all right? So if you, I feel like this, if you have a Gemini parent, you will be very much prepared for anybody in this world. I promise you, because we are so many people in one. We are creative people. We are sentimental people. We are understanding. We get quiet. We have fun. We can be loud. We can be in a mood to dance. We can be in a mood to sing. We can be in a mood to do puzzles. A Gemini's house is a fun house to be in. We love like good food. We love snacks. We love going places to eat certain things. We're not boring people, but you don't get to always experience the fun of us unless you're deserving of it. All right. So let's get into these Gemini tips that I have for y'all, because I feel like I gave y'all a lot of what's going to help y'all understand why we are what we are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love to love you, baby. You can't tell me them people back in the day with the songs they was making, they was like, hi, the motherfucking tight. Jesus. All right. So let's talk about these Gemini tips coming from a Gemini. Okay. That means you're getting it from the source. Number one, if you can't be transparent, leave us alone. If you cannot be transparent about what your issue is, what you want to talk about, what the situation really is, leave us alone. Because once we know and once we find out that you could have said more and you kept it to yourself to save face or to not give us an option on what we wanted to do, we're going to fuck you up. Okay? Next thing, you start treating us well and stop, we're going to start disattaching. Because if you start us off doing the lesser, we're cool. And if we like you when you do the lesser, even better. And if you gradually go up to doing more, you're in a good space. But if you start us high and your ass try to switch up and go low, don't be surprised that we fall off, because why the fuck are you switching up? What happened to make you switch up? And then if we address it and you said nothing happened, we're good. But we're not good, you're going to piss us off more, because that was your chance, to be honest. Okay? Next thing, we will take time to talk to you once about what the issue is, something you do that we do not like. And then once you do it again, it's no longer a mistake. This is something you're choosing to do now. We're going to go silent, and next time we are out. Just like that. Just like that. And a lot of people confuse that with being we switched up. No, bitch, what did you do that you were not supposed to do after we already talked about it? Okay? Next thing. We are cool if you're cool. You switch up, we will destroy anything that we built with you and not give a fuck. Still love you though, but don't think that you about to have a good time while getting on my fucking nerves, because you're not. We are low tolerance fuck shit people. All right? Next thing is, we will love you forever. Okay? Love is forever with us, okay? It could be 10 years, 5 years, 20 years. Still love you, though. But the access to us, how you had it, is not the same. It can't be the same because you put us in a position to love you to the point where we felt like a fool for doing so. So now you can't get the love how I used to show it in the same way. Next thing you need to know, being solo is a gift. We will definitely break up with you and not have nobody else to talk to, nobody else to fuck, and we will not give a fuck. Do you know how irritating you would have to be as a person for someone to love you, break up with you, and not have a replacement for you and for what they need? That's how I know people just be out here getting on our nerves and wondering why we react how we do. Go slap a tiger in the face and walk off and see what happened. Like, common sense. Common sense. If life is not better with you, we are going to leave. If life is not better with you in it, we are going to leave you alone. If you make us confused, we are going to leave you alone. If we feel like we can't trust your word, we are going to leave you alone. There's other shit that I can be doing that I can be sure of. We value our peace over people. I keep telling people this. Geminis value their peace over people. They value their joy over people. They will go on a around the globe trip by themselves and not give a fuck. We are great at meeting different people. We can go into a store, go into a party, and be complete strangers, not know nobody there. I used to do this a lot in New York. I used to see a party that was going to happen online, not know what, no one's going to be there. As a woman, most of the time you get to get in free and just dance my ass off and dance with different people there, not know their name, not give my number to nobody, not give a fuck because don't none of y'all hoes know me. And I'm going to leave up out of here at 2 a.m. I'm going to take the train and I'm going to go home. And tomorrow I'm going to work and I'm going to act like tonight never happened. We are very good at that. We are very good at that. Next thing. If you are bothered by a Gemini, stop and think. What did you do or what didn't you do that needed to be done with us? It's very simple. We reciprocate, okay? There is a cause and effect with us always. You love us correctly, we love you more. You show up for us, we support you more. Okay? You respect us, we respect you more. You make us feel good, we make you feel better. Okay, you give us something, we're going to multiply it in more ways than one and do something for you that you've been needed to do for yourself, but you won't do. We are those people. We are those people who show up without asking. So if you lose in a Gemini, you really fucked up. You really fucked up. We will go the extra mile for you. We will do the 4-hour drive, 6-hour drive. We will do the move on the whim. You know what I'm saying? We will come through and help you out with your family, help you out with your kids. We have no problem showing up for people who deserve it in our life. Okay? We are great to who is great to us. We love learning. We can't handle clinginess all the time. That's irritating to us because it's kind of like, why don't you have any business about yourself? Why don't you have to be somewhere? Why does someone have to tell you what to do in order for you to do it? Ew. Ew. We can't handle that. All right? We don't care about who sees us. We don't care about who likes the relationship. We don't care about who likes the gift that you gave me. We don't care about if anybody gets to see my ring. We don't give a fuck about a public proposal. I know I don't. You know what I'm saying? We don't care for what shit looked like. If it's not real, we don't want it. If it's not peace for us, we don't want it. So when people want to be phony and fake a relationship and act like shit is sweet and shit is not sweet, rarely is it ever a Gemini that's okay in that shit. because we don't care about getting out and getting it on our own. All right. We love peace. We love comedy. We love traveling. We love options. We love fashion. We love what we buy. We love what we eat. We love our people. We love creating. You know, we always have to have the space to create. If we cannot create and we are Gemini and we are creators, we feel stifled and then we start to get aggravated and then we get angry. Okay? We have to have the space to create. All right? And look at all the great Geminis. Lauryn Hill, Tupac, Kanye. You know what I'm saying? We are those people. You know what I'm saying? K-Dot. There's so many great Geminis that give their gifts to the world and show up in a certain way. But we need space to be that. We can't be around phoniness too long. And this is why I knew that relationship with Kim was not going to last with Kanye, because it's only so long that he could tolerate the foolery. I knew that shit was not going to last too long. You know what I'm saying? We like people who can diversify our lives. Keep it fresh. You know what I'm saying? We do not like too much routine. We do not like redundancy. We are next thing people, okay? And we don't have no problem leaving this to get that, to do this, to have this, all right? We can mesh in different rooms. We can talk to different people. Even in elementary school, middle school, and high school, I could sit at any lunch table I wanted, talk to any group of kids that I wanted. Because never will you ever be able to box me. Okay? I'm always going to find a connection. I'm always going to find something relatable about who I am and who they are. That is a Gemini. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to be fucked with, don't fuck with us. If you don't want to be bothered, don't bother us. If you want to have a good time, make sure you out of the way and we having a good time. It's very easy. All this Gemini hate that people be given is either because you fucked up or you can't keep up. Either you fucked up or you can't keep up. And most of the time these days, it's people that can't keep up. I'm finding that a lot of men ask for things that they can't do nothing with because they're not ready. And what you cannot and will never be able to do is hold on to a Gemini in your life that you are not mentally, emotionally prepared for. Because it's only so long that we will be understanding until you get tired of trying to act like you want to correct something that you really don't. And we are completely okay with the fact that you don't want to correct something, but we're not going to stick around for it. All right. And that's when people get upset with us, is because, well, I thought you were going to be loyal. I thought you loved me. Still love you. But loyalty and stupidity are not the same things. Okay. That was a good refresher for Gemini. If you are lost about a Gemini, you are choosing to be lost. This is like the people that I work with at work. After I explain to you an account and what the fuck is going on, and then you say, I hear you, but I don't understand. You don't want to understand. And it is okay that you don't want to understand, but stop asking us questions. Stop posting shit like you played no part in the fuckery. All right? Because we be knowing. We be knowing. All right? Before you point fingers on what a Gemini did, what the fuck did you do? All right, y'all. My name is Shan. Y'all know where to find me at ShanBePodden, at SheGetsItPod on IG, and ShanBePodden.com. And if you're looking for merch to support the show, thank you. You can go to the ShanBePodden spot. And yeah, catch you next time. Catch you next time. I promise you, I'm not going to let y'all wait that long for a recap. Let me see. 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. 5 years for a recap? No wonder y'all fucking lost in the goddamn Gemini sauce. I'm sorry.